Let's go to Brian Finn and the business news.
Christopher, thank you. Brafey House Resort near Castle Bar has been bought out of receivership. Hotel management company Great National Asset Management bought the company for an undisclosed sum. The 230-room hotel and resort had been on the market with a guide price of around €3 million. Now, global stock markets are creeping back up after recent geopolitical tensions took their toll on investor sentiment. Elsewhere, the dollar is at a one-year high and the pound has regained some of the value it lost of late. To analyse these moves, Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets is here. Paul, starting with the stock markets, why are they going back up when global tensions seem still to be apparent?
Yeah, extremely interesting times. One thing is that volumes are very light in August, so we are trading higher on very light volumes. But the thing to remember is that the geopolitical tensions haven't really been an issue for financial markets over the last couple of months. We can tell that by the price of gold, which is down below 1300. Oil is at a 9-month low, actually. So it's not the geopolitical tensions that the traders are interested in. The only thing they've been interested in for some time is what the central banks are going to do and how they're going to do it and how fast or slowly they're going to act if inflation comes into the economies.
And we saw minutes released from the US Federal Reserve's most recent meeting yesterday, which caused the dollar to go up overnight. What did they indicate to cause that?
Well, this is why it's the most interesting, because we had the minutes from two central banks yesterday, first from the UK. Now, the UK, two of the members were the first time since 2011 actually voted for an interest rate increase. Now, that is very surprising. So what we can tell is that the UK is likely to be the first major economy to put up interest rates. Then we got the Fed minutes, and the Fed, while they're discussing the slack in the economy, they are worried a little bit and saying to themselves, right, well, we might have to put up interest rates at some point. But again, the financial markets are saying to themselves, these guys aren't going to put up interest rates anytime soon. And that's why the equity markets have moved to all-time highs again. The markets are quite relaxed that Janet Yellen will not do anything proactive. She will probably wait till inflation comes into the system and then might act afterwards.
And Janet Yellen will be speaking this weekend at the Jackson Hole Summit of central bankers. What are we likely to hear from her? Will she give anything away at these summits?
Well, yes, the financial markets are expecting her to, she'll be making a large speech tomorrow, and what we're expecting for is some soothing words. So what we're expecting her to say is, look, okay, the unemployment rate is falling in the USA, but the statistics aren't particularly good in that. So what we're expecting her to say is, look, I've got my hands on the tiller. I'm not likely to do anything very fast, very quickly. And so you guys can continue to buy risk assets and continue to push the markets up. That is her main objective, to push asset prices up all around the world to try to get confidence back in the world economy.
One area where they won't be increasing interest rates anytime soon is in the EU. Mario Draghi is quite a problem on his hands with dire statistics and economic indicators coming in the last week. What's he have to do now?
Well, the European economy is, you know, absolutely dismal. And you can see how far behind they are, you know, compared to, say, the UK or the US, where the UK and the US might be putting up interest rates soon. The ECB, we're looking for them to actually put in quantitative easing. So they're about a couple of years behind anything that was done by the other central banks. So I would expect the ECB later on in the year to try quantitative easing, to try other extraordinary measures to try and get the European economy moving. But you can see by the German indices, you know, the German indices lost about 10% over the last couple of months. And that obviously is to do with the Russian tensions, but also it's to do with the biggest engine in Europe is really faltering.
With the Bank of England, the talk had been probably sometime, maybe in the spring of next year, they would increase interest rates. With that dissent in the vote that we saw yesterday, might that bring that forward?
Yes, I would say that would definitely bring that forward. It might be even late this year. I would expect a UK interest rate probably late this year or early next year. But again, don't be too worried if you're an investor, because when they start putting up interest rates, it's likely to be very slowly and very gradually.
Okay, Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets, thank you very much indeed. Just finally on the currencies, the euro is trading at $1.32 and a half and just below 80 pence sterling, Christopher.